On SUNY Oneonta Sustainability Week, the world is getting more and more urban. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Greg Fulkerson, Associate Professor of Sociology, explains why an urban world will still depend on rural areas.
Demographers project that by 2050, the world will be 70% urban. It is now about 50%. Urban life carries an inherent dependency on distant rural people and lands for primary resources like food. In turn, rural workers labor under difficult and often dangerous conditions, receiving unjustly low wages in return. The exploitation of urban dependency has not sounded many alarms. To the contrary, urbanization is widely celebrated for its assumed superiority, an attitude we call urban normativity. At its worst, urban normativity leads to stereotypes that insult rural people. If this pattern continues, everyone may wish to abandon the countryside. Who would then be left to plant, harvest, mine, and collect the primary resources on which all humans depend? Perhaps the impossibility of an entirely urban planet has been ignored in favor of such fantastic illusions as self-sufficient cities fed by giant skyscraper farms. While attempting vision, technology is not yet there. Meanwhile, who will be looking out for today's embattled rural worker, batting away stereotypes while advocating fair pay and safe working conditions? Our next meal may depend on a more just and sustainable place for rural people in our urbanizing world. If the world is going to keep urbanizing, it's best not to forget who makes it all possible.
That was Greg Fulkerson of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.